Thanks for joining us, Larry Richard, and joining me via video. You can see him on the radio. Gene Walker, who is Pittsburgh Public School Board member representing District 9. Gene, good to see you. And you can check it out, our stream at kdkradio.com. Appreciate the time this morning. Wanted to check in with you and get an update on the plans that a lot of people have talked about. We want to settle people down first, right off the top. This isn't happening this year, correct?
Yeah, there's still a lot of time left before we actually make any major and significant changes to the district.
And so many important things. First of all, I know that the school board had collectively hired a consulting firm, Education Resources Strategy. So they looked at your situation, you presented them with the information, and they came back with 14 Pittsburgh public schools would close, 12 others would see grade reconfigurations based on those recommendations out of the gate, correct?
Correct.
And then, Gene, you had some public feedback, and obviously people feel very emotionally attached to their school. We understand that, but tell us why it's necessary to make these changes.
Yeah, so there's a couple of reasons. First and foremost, we are not in a position to be able to provide the high quality education in the city that we want for our kids. And so when we looked at this project, we started with the focus of how do we improve student outcomes so that young people who are with us now have the best education possible? And then how do we create an environment that will entice parents to trust PPS again and send their kids back to the school district, hopefully down the road, growing our enrollment that has been dropping for a long time?
Yeah, it sounds like you've nailed it, Gene. I mean, that's exactly what you need to do. But to do that fiscally responsibly, because you have so many schools, I mean, with the shrinking student population over the years, some of these places just frankly are obsolete.
They really are. So, you know, a combination of low enrollment and old school buildings caused for some really tough challenges for us. And to give you an idea, we have a couple of schools that have under 115 students in them. And when you think about the big picture, it's just really hard to provide the resources and staffing necessary in a school that small. And so our goal is to kind of, you know, to even that out a bit, get us a little bit more flexibility with how we staff schools, how we enroll schools, so that our young people can have all of the options and course offerings that they should have.
And in the world we live in now, as you know very well, Gene, there have been a lot of these online schools, and there's been so many ways for people to say they're not sending their kids to Pittsburgh Public School just out of the gate, and then concerns about safety and other issues. How do you deal with all that?
You know, we have to start with the basics. Like I said earlier, we have to start with ensuring that we're able to provide high quality education, but then also making sure that we have the right people in the right places so that our students can go to school, feel that they're going to be safe, and have the necessary supports that they need while they go. You know, COVID taught us a lot of things, and the one thing is that mental health is a big deal. And so parents are choosing to pull kids out of brick and mortar schools for their mental health. And so we need to be able to provide those services as well. And like you said, you know, competition has never been greater for the public school student. There's lots of money out there for folks to come in and try to make their own school. And so our job as a public school system is to make sure that we are competing both academically, but with, you know, the facilities that our young people go to.
All right. That said, we're with Gene Walker, who's Pittsburgh Public School Board member, District 9. What's the next step in this process as they look to reconfigure Pittsburgh Public Schools?
Yeah, so the next step is pretty straightforward. Dr. Walters and his team are taking a really close look at the proposals that are before us, and they're going to give us a report hopefully in the next month or so about the feasibility of that plan, and then give us his final recommendations. Once that happens, then the board will make some decisions on when a vote to approve anything will happen, and then that will open up a whole nother time frame for when public input and things like that can happen, as well as some documentation to the state.
So to reiterate, Gene, as we did at the top. This isn't happening this year for parents. Take it easy. Yeah. No high anxiety.
Yeah, I think parents can rest easy. There may be a couple of small changes for the 25-26 school year, but I don't anticipate anything major happening until 26-27, mostly because we missed a lot of the deadlines that are necessary from a budget standpoint and a state standpoint to do anything next school year.
All right, everybody, take a deep breath. Gene Walker, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Have a great day.
Keep trying to improve education. It's a noble profession.
Sir.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll keep you posted. So, again, we thank Gene Walker, Pittsburgh Public School Board member. Really like Gene. I think he's got his mind in the right place and trying to do the right things for our kids.